generally regulation is just gone over the top in a lot of different things. Like you've got somebody that wants to keep a pig now. They're supposed to have a pig number and they're supposed to have pigs tagged and they have to be killed in a licensed premises and all this kind of rubbish. Years ago, and it was done here too, we used to always keep a pig and we killed it ourselves. Nobody ever died from it. It's for our own consumption anyway, so even if it was done in a filthy fashion, it's only going to affect us, so it's really nobody's business. Same with the hens, turkeys. It was always a tradition coming up to Christmas. Small farmers would keep 20, 30, 40 turkeys, whatever, maybe 100 turkeys. It would be a nice few pound coming up to Christmas to sell. You can't do that anymore, but you're not allowed to kill them at home. You're not allowed to pluck them and gut them at home, as far as I'm aware. There was a good few families up and down the road that used to do this, and they've all stopped because they ended up having to send their turkeys to factories to be killed and gutted and everything, and they got them back, and they're just, you know, they were bruised and they were torn and stuff like that. Where they were doing them at home, they were done perfectly. But
you've been farming here all your life. Your father farmed here as well. How do you think it's changed the mindset of what you want to do in the future, the kind of regulation there is?
Just one example, there was a woman up the road here who used to make jam and sauces and stuff like that. Apparently this regulation anyway was brought out that these kind of small kitchen enterprises couldn't be done anymore, and she had to have stainless steel kitchens and all the rest. And I mean, that was a small cottage industry making really good product that was very traceable, very local product, keeping two people employed. The cost was just that much for her that she said, can't continue. I can't. She wasn't going to spend 30,000 or 40,000 on a kitchen just to please the department. It wasn't worth her while, like, you know. So that's one example that I know of. Like, at the end of the day, I'm a farmer. I love farming. My grandfather and my father and all my ancestors were farmers. I don't know anything else. It's just in you to keep going at it.
What's the solution to this problem of overregulation with the small things? So if you have a farm that you want to mix it up a little bit, have a few turkeys, have a few pigs, and not get involved too much in the kind of regulation that it demands, what do you think the solution is to that?
Just a little bit more common sense applied and less heavy-handedness. The department has a job to do. It needs to be done, but it needs to be done in a sensible fashion. It's in our interest to make sure that we have good, safe, traceable product going to supermarkets.